Well, we've talked a little bit about, you know, roster manipulation, what's going on with the Tigers organization in the minors, and here's one of these moves. As the Tigers have had, they promoted three big players from West Michigan are going up to Erie, and Briseño, Max Clark, and Kevin McGonigal. We've seen Trey Cruz get promoted up to Toledo, and a couple others as well. But Toledo has released Manuel Margot. And that was one of those outfield signings the Tigers made at the beginning of the season when they had no outfielders.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's try Manuel Margot. Let's try Brewer Hicklin, these guys, right? Well,
yep.
Margot has just been released. So that's they got to make some room somewhere. And you mentioned earlier you think that there's probably a trade of Bruin, and I agree. I think there's definitely a trade of Bruin as you continue to move guys through the minors, and you've got this logjam of players at Toledo.
248-539-9797. McKinstry, that throw, that spin and throw. Why is he this good? And you know what he's good at? Baseball. He's just good at baseball. Whether it's hitting, he's hitting for average now. He's providing some power. He gets productive outs. He's good at base running. He's played in the infield for the Tigers. He's played in the outfield for the Tigers. He guns that guy out from right field on that crazy good spin throw. And it was, it's basically a not right fielder to a not third baseman. And the not third baseman, his skill set, he's great at catch and tag. And it showed right there. And, you know, he's in the lineup, he's out of the lineup, but it doesn't matter. He still produces. And A.J. Hinch said as much last night. And at one point, he said, what does he bring to the lineup? Everything. He's saying that about Zach McKinstry. And it's, you know, is it a light going on for a guy at the age of 30? I mean, he's 30 years old. It feels like he should be 24, but he's 30 years old. And because he's 30 years old and sort of has defined himself as a 233 hitter, it's like, I don't even want to think about what's going to happen next with him. Just ride this while it's playing itself out.
He's a 233 hitter because he's raised his average up significantly this year by hitting 285. He had done nothing at the major league level. 2 years prior with the Tigers, he hit 231 and 215. He hit 215 last year. Mm-hmm. You know, with the Cubs, he hit 206. Like, he had limited at-bats with the Dodgers, and he hit 215. I mean, this is a guy who had not done anything at the major league level. What he had done was something at AAA. You go back and look at his numbers. It's when he was at Central Michigan, nothing special. You know, good, not great college player, OPS under 800 throughout his college career, nothing special. But at the AAA level at Oklahoma City, he ended up with 114 games in the minors there. Hit 323 with a 951 OPS. Scott Harris saw something there. Like, those numbers are like, okay, what's there? He hasn't done it at the major league level with the Cubs
or
and Dodgers.
Scouts.
Right. Let's give it a shot here. And through the first two seasons with the Tigers, there was nothing really there, although he was a guy who could bounce around and play everywhere. That was the Don Kelly comparison. Because Don Kelly didn't do anything offensively either, but every once in a while he'd come up with a play. You're like, hey, Donnie Kelly, baby, right? But his numbers were nothing. But Donnie had the versatility. So did Zach. But now this year, Zach's put it together. So if you look at those AAA numbers, that must have been enticing for Scott Harris. And then, hey, we do something here.
This is wild. Okay, here's where he's hit for the Tigers in the order this year. Lead off, second.
Sure.
Third.
Uh-huh.
Fourth.
Uh-huh.
Fifth.
Yeah.
Sixth.
Okay.
He's hit seventh.
Oh, all right.
He's hit eighth. And he's hit ninth. He's hit 10th. He's hit 11th. He's hit 12th. He's played fourth base. He's played fifth base. And he does it all well. He is having a dream season. And ride it for as long as you can. And you know what? I remember at the beginning of the year where people were telling us Baez is going to cool off. Torque is going to cool off. And maybe even Kinstry is going to cool off. But all these wins add up and add up and add up. And in the end, when you at the end of a season, when you miss out on the playoffs by one game, you go back and, oh, remember that game we blew in May? They're winning those games right now because of these guys' contribution. But still probably why they need to add to the lineup, but it's such a great, he's on such a heater, And I feel like it's feeding upon itself. Zach McKinstry last year doesn't make that spin throw from right field. You know?
Well, here's where Zach McKinstry's played in the field in his career. He's played in left field.
Yep.
He's played in right field. He's played in center field. He's played first base. He's played second base.
Mm-hmm.
He's played shortstop. He's played third base. He's pitched.
Yep.
He's done everything but catch. So he's hit 1 through 9 in the lineup. He's played every position but catcher. That's what versatility means.
This year for the Tigers, I don't think he's played center field, and I don't think he's pitched. But other than that, he's caught. But he's played the other
right,
six
not
spots.
This year.
Yeah, not
right.
this year, I don't
but
think.
But in his career, he's done everything.
Well, he obviously hasn't caught. But 248-539-9797. He's incredible. Let's go to Brian. You're next. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, boys. Hope
hey,
you're
Brian.
All well.
Thank you.
Hey, so from an outsider's point of view, as a Rays fan, there was no room to breathe comfortably. Even last night or in the three games beforehand, man, I would highly suggest you guys obviously stay put with your lineup. Not that you guys are suggesting it, but I know you have in the past. You know, use the magic for what you've got. And again, just as maybe a person who maybe is not in a family argument, but is looking at it from the outside, not seeing the desperation from it, I wonder if you guys just stayed put. I think you might be fine. Get to the playoffs. Get there. And I know
Definitely get to the playoffs. I'm knocking on wood as I always do here, but I mean, it's a 14-game lead in the division. You feel pretty confident that even this team starts to falter, playing 500 the rest of the way they're in. But this
right.
is. But to your point about the lineup, I'm kind of with you. I don't want to add a bat to this lineup unless somebody comes at you and some player is available and it makes all the sense. But where they do need to add to the pitching staff, whether it's a starting pitcher or a bullpen arm or two, that's where I want to put the additions to this team. They're going to get Cary Carpenter back real soon, and they're going to have some decisions to make with this team when it comes to the everyday lineup, because they've got a lot of guys. But you know what? Having a lot of guys is not a bad thing. The 84 Tigers, I think they had one player that played more than 150 games in that season. You know, everybody seems to think that Tram, Whitaker, all those guys, and then Lance Parrish and Gibby and Chet Lemon, that everybody played like 150-plus games, and that's not the case. They had plenty of rest, plenty of opportunities to give those guys rest, and it's kind of what this team is like.
But I'm wondering, like, what if – so you talk about the overcrowded minor league system, which is a fantastic problem to have. What if you saw how it went this year, because your window is still open for next year, and you worked on those trades when not everybody was so desperate, where it was a slower pace and where you could actually get more for maybe what you were, what you have maybe.
I don't know what you mean. In the off season opposed to now?
Correct.
Okay.
You see what you got for this season. And if it doesn't work out, well,
they can do that. I mean, look, I don't think this team is going to re-sign Gleyber Torres because I don't think that they want to commit a 4 or 5-year contract.
Dude, he's making so much money right now.
Yeah, he's making a ton of money for next season in his free agent contract.
That's what I mean.
I don't think the Tigers want to get into, you know, having as good as he's been. He's a starter in the All-Star game. He's awesome for this team, but do they want to give him a 5-year, $125 million contract?
No, my guess is they want to keep that spot open for Kevin McGonigal.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's an instance where there might be addition by subtraction. That's just one spot where you're going to have to make that decision about for next season right away. Otherwise, the free agents they have on this team, they're, I think, on the pitching staff. It's not the lineup is only affected by one player.
Well, it's pretty incredible what they're doing right now. Another win last night over another good team, and they do it with such an attractive brand of baseball. And look, I mean, it's funny. I think we've talked about so many times how they have one superstar and he's a starting pitcher. They have another star in Riley Green, multiple all-star now, and a guy who's getting a ton of love, driving in a bunch of runs and hitting for power.
He might be a superstar.
They might be a superstar. And I don't know, is Colt Keith turning into a star? Has he reached that point in his career where the arrow is pointed way up and the learning curve is steep?
I'm telling you, you watch him hit and you see how big he is, like physically.
Mm-hmm.
He is a solid guy, right?
Yep.
I keep waiting for this power to be consistent, and it's going, like, I think you get the feeling, or at least I'm getting the feeling, it's just a matter of time before he starts putting up, yep, he's going to hit two home runs a week and continue to hit doubles because he's got the build to do it. He's got this sweet left-handed swing. It's a quick swing. He's totally tuned in right now, and he has been for over 2 months now. And last night, I mean, he did it in all facets, whether it was a legitimate double or hustling for a double or pumping the ball well over the right field wall. I mean, this guy, I think, has the longest home run for the Tigers this year, the one I think he hit in Houston, which was like 450 feet away. I was like, wow, where is that? Well, that's what he can do. I think it's just a matter of time. Keep in mind, he's like 23, 24 years old. They have him on a contract. They gave him the contract last year to start the season. It's very Tiger-friendly. This guy could be a fixture.
They're going to hit a skid at some point, but yes, it's important to remember they have well defined themselves of being more like this than the team they'll look like when they do hit the skid, because it goes back to last year. The whole idea that I was optimistic going into the season because of the way they ended last year, I thought they added, I didn't realize how much they added. Canely and Torres have been massive additions. They added Baez and Torkelson and Mize from the what are these guys to, okay, they're going to be good, an asset category. And now, Scott, I mean, when they get cold again, we need to remind ourselves there's plenty of evidence that they're a damn good baseball team, and they got a shot to win this whole thing. 248-539-9797. We're going to have a little fun with 10 texts from the TV show Quarterback, which was released today, and Jared Goff is one of the featured quarterbacks. We'll get to that in the 11 o'clock hour, another edition of Are You Going to Eat That in the Noon Hour? More of your Tiger calls and feedback straight ahead, including a blockbuster trade proposal for a superstar that Detroit gets involved in from a baseball insider. We'll get to that at 11:02 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
How many times you had a problem with something, you try to call to get it fixed, and you're just greeted with an answering machine, right? That sucks. Well, when you deal with Precision Garage Door Service, that's not the case. All calls are answered 24/7 by a live person, which is great because you got a problem in your garage. You got a problem. If it's not working at all, or if it's just sluggish and making weird noises, you want to call Precision to make sure they can come out and fix it right away, which they will. Their expert technicians come right there on the spot, and they've got the truck full of tools and everything that they need to get that job done and get it done right. I know this firsthand. I called them years ago when I had some issues in my garage doors. They came out and fixed it immediately, and I couldn't be happier. In fact, they offer same-day service and emergency repairs are available as well, and weekends are available at no extra charge. They offer worry-free financing as well. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or schedule an appointment online at your convenience at precisiondoormi.com.